Thanks, Audrey, and thanks, Senior Choir, for helping us in our walk with Christ. Hey, I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. We have so many things to be grateful for, right? Huge gratitude to all of you for allowing this service to take place in the first place. Really appreciate your partnership in the gospel of Jesus Christ. For all that you're doing for others, so, so grateful, especially your prayers. Can't thank you enough. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And a blessed Advent to you all. Can you believe it? Advent, right? That season to prepare for the coming of the Christ child, the Son of the living God. I read this the other day. I thought you'd like it. Advent is about opening ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit so God can change us. Let me say that again. Advent is about opening ourselves up to the power of the Holy Spirit so that God can change us. I like that. So we're looking at Luke 1. Just a little bit, about 13 verses. So I figured that'll take us about 37 minutes. So put your seatbelts on. We're ready to go. Just kidding. I do have questions as I read the book. Maybe you do too. So I'm going to offer some suggestions and some questions and maybe even a homework assignment. Speaking of homework assignment, this is your homework assignment for today. Find some time to read the Gospel of Luke, not the whole thing, but Luke 1, verses 26 to 38. It's a review of what Pastor Rudd just said, but read that. And before you start reading that, with a devotional heart to God, ask the Lord what it is that He wants you to learn from this lesson for today. So, ready? So, full disclosure, I have always been a fan of Jesus' mom. Yep, Jesus' mom, always have been a fan. Mary, as a kid. Did you ever get in trouble? Anyone besides me get in trouble? Yeah. When you were a kid and you got in trouble, who did you go to first? Your mom or your dad? Right? Who doesn't like Jesus' mom? Moms can teach us so much if we're just willing to listen to them. Listen to your moms. Yeah. Mary is a great example of teaching for us today about how we prepare our hearts and our minds to receive our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know the story. God sends an angel, Gabriel, and it appears to this young peasant girl, Mary, and no doubt she's taken back, right? God shows up in Gabriel, and the first thing he says is, "Greetings, favored, the Lord is with you." Oh, and then he says what? "Don't be afraid." And then Gabe brings the message to Mary about, oh yeah, you're going to become a mom. Well, what do you think's going through? Mary said, "What do you mean I'm going to have a son?" What? I'm guessing she's perplexed, that she's confused, disturbed, troubled, shocked. Question. Can you relate to those emotions in today's world? Absolutely. Fear seems to be so prevalent in today's world. Mary. Mary was the one person on earth closer to Jesus than anyone else ever. Yeah. She knew Jesus the way nobody ever knew and never ever will know. Not just as a Savior, but as her Son, right? Not just as the Almighty God, but by like a helpless baby in her mother, in her arms, right? I'm guessing she was probably what? A teenager when she gave birth to the Lord. And what this teenager, Mary, shows wisdom and maturity and grace that many older adults will never ever experience. And did you know that Mary was Jesus' first disciple? Absolutely. Can't you hear Mary saying these words to her boy? "I believe in you, son, you can do it." I do wonder if we sometimes underestimate the importances of Jesus' mom as a model for us, for how God can work in the lives of ordinary people like you and me. Mary was young, and she was poor, and she was from Nazareth, right? All these characteristics make her to seem unusable by God, and yet God chose Mary for one of the most important jobs God has ever asked anyone. Through God's choice of Mary, we are taught what? That no matter who you are, the Lord can use you. You might think that you're too young, or you're too old, or that you don't have enough money, or you don't have enough talent for God to use. Or you might be one of those folks who think that my background, my past mistakes, that makes it impossible for God to use me, right? Don't limit God. God can use you. Trust God. You see, God cares more about your availability than your ability. So here's the story about a teenage girl. Out of all the queens and princesses and daughters of the wealthy and influential, God chose this poor teenage girl from a town of bad reputation to be the mother of Jesus. She had two vital characteristics that God looks for: humility and faith. She knew she wasn't worthy to honor God's offering to her. And yet, she still believed that God could use her. Question: do you believe God can use you? Or do you think that you're too small, or you're too young, or you're too poor, or you're too weak, or you're too old, that God can never use you? Remember this quotation from Betty Reese. It's a beauty. Ready? If you think you're too small to be effective, you have never been in bed with a mosquito. Let me say that again. Betty Reese says this, if you think that you are too small to be effective, you have never been in bed with a mosquito. Mary teaches us, no matter who we think we are, God can use us. Now the questions get a little bit closer to the cusp of heresy, so be careful. What do you think Mary's role is in the salvation of the world? Is Mary's situation unique? Is she? It says what in that the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, the power of the Most High, she overshadowed her. Guess what? That same Spirit, you receive that same Spirit in your baptism. Yeah. That Spirit is the one that causes us to believe in the first place. What do you think our role is in the salvation of the world? Again, slippery slope, I know, so be careful. How do we bring Christ's birth to earth? How do we reflect the love of Christ? How do we carry the message of God's love to the world? And now, just so we're clear, we don't save anybody. That's God's job. We're into marketing. God's job is to save. Our job is to carry the message of Jesus Christ's love into the world. What's that old saying? Carry the message, and if you need to, use words. In other words, don't tell me you're a Christian. Show me. How do we carry the message of love and forgiveness and eternal life to others? It's about attraction, not promotion. We came to earth for a purpose, you and me. You are precious. You're God's gift. We, like Mary, have found favor with God, and not because of what we've done. Questions. By the way, we're almost done. Did you notice, what does Mary teach us about responding as opposed to reacting to a crisis? She doesn't seem flattered by these words that Gabriel, no, quite frankly, she's perplexed. She hears God's messenger but wonders, can this be true? Gabriel says, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with me." That can't be for us, can it? That message of love has to be for somebody else, right? No. The Lord is with you. Last thing. Did you notice the end of the reading? Verses 37 and 38 that Pastor Rudd read so beautifully. Gabriel says, "For nothing will be impossible with God." I have proof in that in my life because Dawn married me. But how about Mary's response? Ready? She says, "But here I am. Let it be to me according to your will." Complete, total surrender. Mary turned her will and her life over to the care of God as she understood God. Thank you, Mary, for teaching that. May we do the same thing every day. The Lord is with you. Amen.